Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Patreon post show for Farverona episode number 6. Hi, friends. How did we feel about that episode? How do we feel
good.
About it? What are we thinking? What's going on? Secret Agent Yancey, we got... Man, let's start with sad Jason. Sometimes
sad boy.
You have a plan, and you go to do the plan, and shit just does not work out. And it what was interesting for me about this whole one was that it wasn't like... I have this great idea, and then the dice like fuck me over. Though that could have been the case because you were.
Yeah,
this was like this. To talk a little bit about Operation Give Jason Something to Do and how it felt and like what that was like.
So here's the thing, right? Like, I think I am as Mock genuinely feeling kind of down about it because I feel like I'm just such an idiot. Like, I can't. Like, I feel like I just made all the worst possible decisions.
So in retrospect,
just panicked. Though, yeah, yeah.
In retrospect, absolutely. Compare and contrast. What would have been the correct quote unquote thing to
do? Well, not necessarily correct, but just like I just instantly assumed that the pilot at the start was like, I have to deal with this guy, this is a test. Like, they, you know, I just was like, yeah, I have to get rid of him. Wham. Yeah, where I probably should have just like waited or figured it out.
Yeah, okay. I'll let you play it out. We can talk about it.
And then obviously when I landed, yeah, just like me as I just completely got my head spun round on like what these guys, like who these guys were, what the problem was and what I was actually there to do. And like, I just didn't click that like, yeah, I'm supposed to keep my fucking mouth shut and let them arrest me. And then, yeah, just, it just didn't twig. And I don't know what I would have done differently. It was just like a real mark in a situation going like,
what I really liked about it was that we took a character that I feel is like fairly innocent about the grim realities of the world. And this is what I loved about the conversation. We'll lead this into Max. What I loved about the conversation afterwards was through his character and with Booker being like, listen, you know, you don't know anything about being on the streets like me. I'm the veteran. I've seen this shit. Sometimes you got to play pool. Right. And so it was really interesting having that as the follow up in character. I mean, do you feel like you understand as a player kind of what was going on in the, like what was actually happening, in the scene, like why the cops were there and all that?
Yeah. Like as soon that it was like in hindsight though, right? Like after everything happened, I was like, yeah, fucking course. And like being a GM as well, like it's exactly what I would have done if I was running a game against players. But in that moment where, cause I'm so not used to being a player, right? Like
sure. Yeah.
In that moment,
makes sense.
That thing of like, I don't know what to do. Like, and you want to live, and I want to, and especially since the whole thing of this episode was like Jason desperately wanting to prove that he can do something, like that put like another level of pressure on it. Like, you know, and
I thought it was perfect because so often we have characters that set out to do something and then we watch them and they do it and we're like, yay, they got what they needed. But what's interesting is watching a character be like, all right, I got to prove myself. And then, nope. You just proved just that you can't do the thing you wanted to do. Yeah,
exactly. And I feel like the previous episodes, like he's fucked up because of bad dice rolls or the situation or like me playing up his naivety a little bit. This was the first time where it was like, you know, like, have you ever seen the episode of The Simpsons where it's called Bart Gets an F and he tries so fucking hard to pass the exam and he still fails and it's actually heartbreaking. That's absolutely how I felt. I was just like, I'm genuinely like, I feel like such a moron. I've let everyone down. Help fuck my life.
I mean, I think as a character moment for like character growth, I think it was really cool. And I think that we wouldn't have had that if it weren't for the conversation with Booker. I think it's great because Max, you today, I feel like you played support role and facilitated really important scenes with all three of the other characters. Like we didn't learn much about Booker today, but Booker was the backboard off of which all three other characters got, all the other players got slam dunks, right? Because sports metaphor, because I think that, it was really cool watching that, right? Like early on, we had one with Riley, Jason had his like, I fucked up dad, the conversation. And then the bit with Nomi, like the stare down, I thought all of those were really cool. So was that something that like you were consciously doing, Max, where you're like, okay, this is, we're going to do this scene and like illustrate something about the other characters? Or was that just a product of playing Booker the way you see him?
It's a bit of both. I have been trying to consciously do that a bit, try to, you know, involve the other characters more, because I mean obviously Booker's the central point for a lot of things. Like when we meet up with somebody, it's like, let me talk to the lead guy, you know. So yeah. when we have the opportunity to kind of, you know, do other shit and stuff like that, when this, with this downtime, especially, it makes sense both as a player to do that and for Booker, because Booker, as I mentioned before, is trying kind of a different management style than he maybe has done in the past with this group to try to get them to somehow jive together, give them a little bit more lead room. Like, you know, you got Yancey being a fucking dick. So he's trying to figure that out, give him a little bit of leash room. And while he's fucking frustrated and pissed that, you know, things aren't working quite well, he's still not, you know, if he just chews everybody out, that's not going to do any good. So rather than being like just straight lace fucking you fucked up, blah, 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 you know, whatever. I think it's more interesting to go the more human route.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I thought that was a good balance too, because there is that degree of like you goofed. Like I thought the scene probably from the whole episode, my favorite scene was the scene with you and Riley. Right. So like that expression of the, cause there's a lot of nuanced stuff there where like Booker is in charge and there's all the class structural stuff at play. But then Riley is like I liked when we got to see Riley just being a person, just be like, yo, this is not about any of that other shit. I'm just like having a feeling. What, Bronze, what was that scene like for you? What were you thinking going into that and going through that scene?
I think it was important for me in that moment to distinguish that, like, her sort of like chipper demeanor is very much a facade.
Yeah.
And it's her being able to like compartmentalize. And we've only seen it come that like sort of like that barrier come down on, I think, like two different occasions now. And one of them was like when Yancey shot that lady and Riley flipped out and we got to see like her more militaristic side or whatever you want to call it. And this was the other one. And it was when it was like, well, why didn't you tell anybody? Like I could just pull out my communicator and like I wasn't afraid for my life, you know, because in that moment it was like. Like it was twofold. As a player, there was a little bit of bleed because I tapped into like what it's like to be a like a girl, and if somebody starts following you, like because in her head when this was going on, alarms were going off. Like just like and like what is this guy gonna do?
Yeah.
Is he gonna rape me? Is he gonna kill me? Is he gonna try to teach me a lesson? Like you know,
No idea
what this person was gonna do, especially when my only knowledge of him is that he doesn't value my life and that he's assaulted like or done something to a prostitute. Like so her entire like that entire situation was almost scarring for her. And it took like when she had that moment of like, oh, I'm debriefing and like, you know, this happened and it's like, well, why didn't you do this and why didn't you do that? It immediately like she went on like this like defense and the facade fell for a moment and it very much became like, you know, this crazy motherfucker wants to do something awful to me. And it came to a head in that moment. Cause as a player, that's definitely like, I was like the entire time I was like, I don't know if I'm gonna have to kill this guy. I don't know if I'm gonna have to. And there was like that thought when he turned around to like, go like, you know, break off the stove things, like my character and me as a player had the thought of like while his back's turned I could just hit him over the head with something and leave him here and like, you know, like there's so many like moments that I had, but like as I had to be true to my character and I was like my character would be paralyzed by fear. There's no way she would magically find it within her to like sneak up behind this guy and hit him behind the head. Like that's not her skill set. And so,
I think that's really cool. That idea of being able to understand, and I've seen Mark, I've seen you do this much too. That idea of being able to understand your character's limitations outside of the mechanics of the game, especially in a game like this that demands so much of the players in terms of characterization. So this idea that like, you wouldn't get away with this in a lot of D&D games where like for example, Max, like imagine in Court of Swords, you're in the middle of a big fight and one of the players is like, well, I just like, I don't think I would attack him. Like I'll just skip my turn and not attack the monster. Cause like my character is like suffering from, you know, confusion. I don't know if I'm gonna do it. That the game doesn't give you room for that. But I really like in a game like this, where it's like, yeah, like the optimal thing to do is just be super tactical all the time and like look for the maximum possible gain. But it's more fun, I think, when your goals are character oriented to say, oh no, actually, like I just don't do the thing that people are screaming about because like I'm fragile and vulnerable and scared.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really cool getting to see that. Yeah.
And to me, it was always important to like not be a hero. Cause I feel like as like role players, a lot of us fall into that like trap of like, oh, I'm always the hero. And I'm like, my character's a freaking engineer. Like, she's not going to take on like a soldier with a laser rifle. And like, because everyone's like, oh, like, Riley's going to murk him, like, when that entire situation happened. And my head, I was like, Riley's terrified because she's alone with the predator. Like,
yeah, totally. A dude with near infinite idea of how important he is and how not at all important you are. Right. Mm-hmm. Well, and like we saw, I hope this is a thing that gets conveyed. Like we saw his demeanor was completely different when he was talking to Nomi. Like with Nomi, it was like, oh, we're equals. Like we're friends. Like I can deal with you on the level. Like he explicitly picks on Riley because Riley's not a person to him in the same way that other people are. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was really cool getting those like debriefing scenes through your character, Max, through Booker. But I mean, chat was screaming for blood in the PvP sequence. Let's talk about that. So I saw you, and I saw you say something in chat about, or on a previous, maybe it was on a previous thread about your idea of Nomi's place in the unit and like leadership roles and stuff. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. Well, they were asking me if I like wanted to take more of a leadership role or if I like felt comfortable with it or whatever. And I guess I don't really feel like one of us has to be like the person in charge that is telling everyone else what to do at all times. Like, I feel like all of us kind of have skills that are different, that, you know, we like can fill out different roles and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I feel like, especially with Booker being kind of a, like, he is in charge but like not really commanding about it, and he kind of like lets us do things like, you know, on like not like micromanaging us necessarily.
So I don't
feel like I want Nomi to be like in charge of everyone, but she definitely like has her own agency that she like does things, obviously.
This episode was so perfect because I think that I love when there are these microcosmic events where it's like, oh, this relationship between the way you are playing a Serpens and the way that Max is playing an authoritarian, like a Crux, this relationship has existed a bunch of times throughout the sector, right? This is a thing, the person with the main authority and then the effective, somewhat like shady by necessity advisor, right? And like, sometimes you have literal control where you're like, I'm the person in charge. But other times it's like, well, I'm functionally in charge and you're doing your job, but like, I'm getting shit done. And I'm covering our ass and you're on a need to know basis, officer Greaves. So I think it'd be misguided for folks in the audience to look at that as like a power struggle. Cause I don't feel like that's what it was.
Yeah. No, I don't see it that way either.
Yeah. Like I said, Booker comes to lean on Nomi as his advisor and pretty much is equal in his mind. And respects her a lot, but also, you know, for me as a player, it means I don't have to always have to know what the fuck I'm doing, which is a lot of pressure off of my shoulders. And I'll be upfront about that. That's nice. Sometimes people are like, yeah, so what's the plan, Booker? And I'm like, I don't know. So, but you try to fake it. You rein it in. And you're like, well, here's what we do. You talk quiet and slow and give yourself time to think.
Yeah. God, boy. Making decisions as players is hard. it's been a long time.
Yeah.
But it works both ways. It makes sense to, it's a conscious decision as Booker as well, and for a player. And I think the two of them harmonize that way, because then it's not all pressure on me or Booker to do it. And it's, you know, it gets all the other players and characters involved to make a more interesting and compelling story, hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's complex, and we've sort of been dealing with this thematically. Like, authority is complex in this setting where, like, Booker is in charge of, like, operations, but Jason and Nomi are both, like, of equal, if not higher rank as nobles. Like, they're better blooded than Greaves is. And so there is this tension of, like, well, you're in charge of the mission, but, like, I have all this social currency you might not have. And watching that tension kind of flow has been really interesting. Yeah, I think this is probably my favorite episode so far. Like, I really, really enjoyed getting to just kind of sit back and watch the characters interact in a deep way. Yeah. And also, like, I'm a sucker for tragic arcs, and I thought that Jason's arc today was so good. Like, it was just so great having you, because I rolled. So that lucky roll, I think, I mean, everybody kind of obviously knows this, but that lucky roll was, if you had failed, she would have been like, all right, kill him. And then you would have had to have dealt with the guards, and like it would have been a very different exit from that scene. But it was almost cooler to have it just be like, fine, get out of here. You're nothing. Like,
yeah,
we you don't care enough useless about you.
Especially because the goal of that was to like prove himself. So it was almost like worse for him, for them to just like not even care enough. They're just like, all right, fuck off.
Yeah, you failed the loyalty test. You're never going to be a good criminal. Get out. Like, go find another planet to chill on.
Like, I don't know why they didn't kill you. Like, I was thinking about that too. I'm like, that probably stung more.
So I saw that in chat.
Aren't you important enough for them to kill you?
Yeah. I think like somebody was saying that, like, oh, you know, is he not scared that he almost died? And like the thing with Jason is like, he's technically like, this is the second time on Hong Lu he's almost died. That doesn't scare him. It's the failure. Like it's the to go back to Booker and everyone else and say, I fucked up again. I'm a useless, you know, I've literally contributed nothing to this mission. I've just caused you problems. That's really hard for him. Like, and the whole of his like backstory and like the whole thing of like who he is and who he is in his family and everything else, it just massively ties into that. And it's all feeding this horror thing.
You're used to being top dog in your world as a pilot. You know what I mean? You're used to being the guy with the skill set who can make shit happen better than everybody else. And that's a hard pill to swallow when all of a sudden it's just like, well, shit, I don't, what do I do in this scenario?
Yeah, Jason, I might not be a noble, but now I'm the gal with the skill set, okay?
Yeah.
Well, hacking the whole planet of Hong Lu.
Yeah, absolutely. Like that's why as well, like with Riley, like, yeah, he was maybe not necessarily cold, but like, yeah, he sees that this peasant is contributing more than him. Holtzman, who was like sad that he got left out of the mission, has done more than him. Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, we're seeing like someone who is constantly told like, you're great, you're important, you're part of a bigger thing than yourself, you were destined for good things. And then in real life to see them fail over and over, this is the origin story of how we get a Yancey, right? Like just unwilling to accept that they are not perfect. So it really is telling to the character to watch how that stuff develops. And I'm really curious to see what will change in Jason if he doesn't have an opportunity to like prove, because this is the kind of thing that'll lead someone to like stealing a spaceship and going on like a rogue solo mission just to prove to everybody that he's a badass, and then he gets blown up, right? Like, there's some danger ahead for our boy Jason.
Or he's still got that dose of lift, which he knows makes him feel good too. Yeah,
it's true.
He's got that stat stuck in his pocket.
He's a good boy. He wouldn't get addicted to drugs. Out of curiosity, how many hit points do you have now?
Well, I imagine we like rested slightly, right? So I would have gained the one I lost.
You would have gained the one back.
Yeah, so I'm back at 8. Yeah. So
wait, did I get mine back?
How many were you missing?
One.
Yes. Oh yeah, you've had time.
Fuck yeah. Awesome.
For Nomi, that's very important.
I know. Yes. It's a third of my health.
How many did I get back, Adam?
I mean, yeah, there was like 3 days, so everybody would have gotten back 3 hit points.
The joke is I didn't take any damage. Yes, that's the joke.
You did it. Good work. Cool. Well, that was a really good episode. I had a really good time.
That was really good.
Yeah,
that was anybody good. Anybody have any other things leaping to the fore? Anything on their mind?
The only thing I want to know is like what that guy was about. You said you were going to tell me what that guy was about.
Oh yeah, the dude. No, okay. So
his army broke. God.
Yeah. So you were. It was a little aggressive, but like it's a strat. So my thought was, okay, they probably just gave the job to like a bunch of pilots.
Okay.
And then be like, cool. It's like you throw the sword on the floor and be like, all right, whoever's still alive, come get the job. So like breaking that guy's arm frightened off the other pilot, and then no one else showed up because they were like, that guy's insane.
Okay. Yeah,
so you did.
So
you
did, aggressive. You did good. Yeah. Okay. That
makes sense. At least. Pilots value their ability to pilot with their arms.
Well, that was what I was thinking, right? Like, he needs his arm. I'm probably not going to be able to trick him because Jason, he's like, I'm not going to be able to trick this guy into going away. I'm strong. I'll break his arm. Snap.
Right.
that's the thought process.
Really, yeah. Just and I like that it wasn't like you thought about it much. You were just like, oh god, I got to do this. I just do it. And like Jason strikes me as the kind of person where immediately after breaking someone's arm would probably just like throw up in a garbage can and like hyperventilate, right? Like, oh god, I can't believe I did that. Oh, I could feel it breaking. Ew. Oh god.
Yeah, that's right. But you did. Bitch.
Dude, and then apologize as he's stuffing him into a locker, like, oh, sorry, you know, like,
Well, that's why you didn't kill him, right? He was just like,
sorry, you understand.
Yeah. Yeah. You just tased him really bad and threw him in a container. Yeah.
He'd like watch his head before putting him in the container.
It was, right. It was great.
He'll get another job.
It was great watching Anne's reactions of like, whoa.
Well, what was great is there were two responses I saw in chat to both of the Balance of Power campaigns. One person pointed out that this is a Schloop and Boopin situation and you're just creating your own villain for the future. And the other was, there was a scene in the light side of early on in the light side game of Balance of Power where the characters put a bunch of stormtroopers into a container that ended up being a trash compactor. And later I was like, yeah, you put those stormtroopers in a trash compactor. They're like, no. We're supposed to be the good guys. Oh shit. Ko was just like broken up about it. It was great. It was cool seeing chat remember those things.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Thanks everybody. That was a good one. We'll see you again for the next episode. Yeah. Pop into the community thread. The show has its ongoing stat measurements and they're really interesting. Everybody's all over the place. So definitely go check those out on the community site. And patrons, thank you for your continued patronage. I will see you in the Discord server as we ramp up for the next faction turn. That's it for us. Thanks for coming. Bye, everybody.
Bye.